You're listening to the Tar Heel Fly Fishing Podcast in association with TarHeelFlyFishing.com.
Music you're hearing today is by Jason Andre. More about Jason and his music at the end of the podcast.
Today's topic is ways to save money in the fly fishing world. With the downed economy that the United States is experiencing right now, not only fly fishermen, but many other outdoor enthusiasts and hobbyists are looking for more ways to save money. There's little things you can do, of course, that will put that extra cash back in your wallet. And today I'm going to explain a couple things that will do just that. First off, one of the most important things you can do as an angler on a budget is refrain from buying those $600 or $700 fly rods as your first rod. You don't really want to buy it and then, for some reason, not like fly fishing. Instead, purchase a cheaper fly rod and reel. Most major fly rod manufacturers have some sort of a beginner kit or a beginner's rod. Sage, I know, has several excellent rods that are on the lower end of the scale in terms of money, and they're equally just as good as, you know, the XI3 or the
Next
Z-axis.
Tip is to buy discounted gear. A lot of fly shops have some sort of a clearance rack in their shop or on their website. And if you use this technique, you can always purchase a good amount of gear for a pretty low price.
Prime example of a discounted piece of gear is the Sage FLI rod. Sage discontinued that rod a couple of years ago, and to, of course, replace the newer rods coming in. I've got one, and they are absolutely incredible for the price. I bought my Sage FLI for $169, which is pretty good. So really consider buying discounted gear. It'll save you a lot of money.
Check eBay for any bargains. There's always seems to be a fly rod, reel, fly boxes, flies, and gear on eBay for relatively good prices.
Now, the list goes on and on for fly tying, but here's a few tips as a fly tire on a budget. Again, check eBay. Fly tires sell a wide array of materials on eBay. It seems as if you can always find great deals on fly tying merchandise. Next, look around you. Many household items can be used for fly tying. For example, instead of buying that expensive synthetic wing material that costs $4 or $5 a package, look in your laundry for dryer sheets. They make excellent wings, and they're durable, and they'll also make your fly box smell fresh. And also, Ziploc bags are excellent wing material. They're very transparent, so you can take a Sharpie marker or a Prismacolor marker and etch in little veins to make it look more realistic, and they make excellent wings. Now, believe it or not, dubbing wax can be replaced by chapstick. It works pretty well. It might not work as well as the real stuff, but it's a pretty good makeshift dubbing wax. Fiber optic wire is another household item that can be used. Instead of going to the store and buying, you know, a bunch of copper wire for your nymphs, you can use fiber optic wires. They contain a lot of copper wires inside, but of course you need to have some type of wire stripper to remove the plastic coating and get down to the wires. And once you do that, you should have an endless amount of wire that'll last you a while. Just before you start cutting that fiber optic wire, just make sure it's unplugged. You don't want to get zapped. Now, when Christmas rolls around, a lot of times you can find a lot of stuff that can be used. Ornament hangers,
The little wire ornament hangers are another source of wire. Usually you can find them in green and sometimes black, silver, copper sometimes, red, and those can be used for a wide array of nymphs. Now, another household item you can usually find around Christmas time is Christmas tinsel, and that will of course replace your Mylar fly tying tinsel, which usually you can find a lot more in the way of Christmas tinsel than actually Mylar tinsel that you can find in fly shops. And of course that'll save you a lot of money. They're pretty much the same thing. They're flashy, and they'll lie flat across the shank of the hook, so again, pretty much the same thing. Now, believe it or not, Kool-Aid and right dye can be used to add some color to your materials. Works pretty well, and it'll of course replace any other expensive dyes that you might buy for dyeing your materials. Now, lastly, check out your local craft store. They always have plenty of items that are useful for a fly tire on a budget. I went to my local craft store not too long ago and bought a whole stack of foam for about $2 or $3. And it is foam that's about 9 by 10 inches versus the little tiny squares you buy at the fly shops for $4. Pretty much the same thing. It's 2 millimeter foam, and it comes in a wide array of colors. And, of course, it saves you a lot of money, again. So, pretty good option if you're a big terrestrial foam fly tire. I hope this gave you a few ideas on saving money as an angler on a budget. The music you're hearing today is by Jason Andre. Some of you guys might recognize Jason's music from the brand new film Redfish Can't Jump. Redfish Can't Jump is a movie revolving around fly fishing for redfish on the North Carolina coast. They incorporated a lot of Jason's music into that film. Check out Jason's website at jasonandre.com. Thanks for listening to episode 3 of the Tar Heel Fly Fishing Podcast. I'm Tyler Legg, and we'll see you out on the river.